AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. House Speaker Mike Johnson faces tough days ahead as the partial government shutdown continues and the debate over the Trump administration's sweeping immigration enforcement operations intensifies. Johnson signaled he's relying on help from President Trump to ensure passage. Trump struck a deal with senators to separate funding for the Department of Homeland Security from a broader package after public outrage over two shooting deaths during protests in Minneapolis against Immigration and Customs Enforcement. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on relations between the European Union and Iran following the bloc's listing of Iran's paramilitary guard as a terror group.
Iran says it has summoned all the European Union ambassadors in the country to protest the recent listing of its paramilitary Revolutionary Guard as a terror group by the 27-nation bloc. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Esmail Barrey told journalists on Monday that the ambassadors had been summoned the previous day. The European Union decided in January to list the Guard as a terror group for its part in a bloody crackdown on recent nationwide protests in the country. While the move is largely symbolic, it does add to the economic pressure squeezing Iran, particularly as the Guard has a major influence on the country's economy. I'm Karen Shamas.
Bad Bunny won Album of the Year at the 2026 Grammy Awards for his critically acclaimed Debí Tirar Más Fotos.
I want to dedicate this award to all the people that had to leave their homeland, their country, to follow their dreams.
Audio courtesy CBS Recording Academy. It's the first time a Spanish language album has taken home the top prize. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. 22-year-old Carlos Alcaraz became the youngest man to claim all four Grand Slam events after beating Novak Djokovic to win the Australian Open final.
I'm really happy that I just pushed myself to be better.
Elena Rybakina won her first Australian Open. NFL, the Raiders were nearing an agreement with Seahawks OC Clint Kubiak, and the Cardinals hired Mike LaFleur as coach. LeBron James was selected to his 22nd consecutive NBA All-Star game. 76ers star Paul George was suspended 25 games for violating the league's anti-drug policy. NHL, the Lightning rallied from 4 goals down to beat the Bruins 6-5 in a shootout in the Stadium Series. Justin Rose broke the Farmers Insurance Open scoring record as the first wire-to-wire winner at Torrey Pines since 1955. And MLB, the Reds signed Eugenio Suarez. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.